Good evening. It's so good to see you all on this Holy Thursday. This service is often called Maundy Thursday. And it's a traditional service where we celebrate the Lord's Supper. And it's done in many ways in different parts of the world. And tonight it's going to be presented in an unusual way for Flourish United Methodist Church, but one that we're really excited about. Our band has been working over the past 10 months to write an original production that would be a worship service. And they've created all the music themselves. They wrote the lyrics, they wrote the chords, they wrote everything that you're going to hear. And this tonight is going to be the very first time it's ever been shared. And so I'm really excited. Yeah, you can go ahead and applaud that. That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a worthy thing. Because they've really seen it as their ministry. They've seen it as something they're doing for the Lord and for us for this night. But to think they started 10 months ago, that really is impressive. Now, that is the last time they want you to applaud. They didn't even think you would do it that time, so I'm sure that's good. But all the folks that are sharing this tonight would invite you to enter into the spirit of this night. Holy Week is a more solemn time. It's a quieter time. There are some Christian traditions that barely speak in these days of Holy Week. So we invite you to sort of enter into that space at this time. In keeping with that desire to have a more solemn service, I wonder if you would make sure that your cell phone is turned off or silenced. We all know how that can be surprisingly disruptive. Tonight we're going to share in this worship service together. And as we do that, I want to encourage you, as you watch what happens up here, just suspend belief a little bit. Suspend disbelief, but also as you look at the characters and who's doing what, just enter into the story. The vocalists are not playing clear roles or characters. Rather, each person is telling a story through song, action, and scripture. There are going to be multiple voices and multiple perspectives that will be used throughout the evening. Now, when you came in, you received a booklet. Many of you received a booklet that has lyrics. And what we have discovered is that some entrances had more than others. So if you are sitting next to like five people in a row and you've all got a lyric book, would you just pass it down and let's just pass them around? And you're going to actually have to pass them across. I don't know that we can do this properly, but we can take a shot at it, all right? So if you've got an extra book with lyrics... Now, if you didn't get a bulletin, we're not worried about that. That's not a problem. Just go with the flow. You're going to be just fine. People will tell you what to do. But the lyrics, if you can share those. And again, tonight, I would ask you just to, after the songs and things, just hold your applause. And even at the end, as we receive Holy Communion, we'll just enter into the sacrament together. And then when all that is concluded, we will leave with the joy of this evening. Now, I wonder if you just bow your heads and let's have a word of prayer together. Lord, thank you for this night. And thank you for all the people that have put this together, have been working for months and months. We pray for them. We pray that this would truly be a night of ministry. You would help them to relax into the roles, into the reading. And I pray that you'd help each one of us receive the offering that is given this night. And help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear what you would have us hear. For tonight, most of all, what we remember is you. We remember you and your disciples as they entered into that sacred space just a few days before your crucifixion and your resurrection. Bless us in this Holy Week, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.
Good evening. Such a joy and privilege to see all of you here tonight. And as Tom mentioned, we have a lot of very special music to share with you. But we thought it was important that before we do that, we actually all sing a song together that we all know. So if you would please stand as you're able, we're going to begin our service by singing The Table. Sing with us.
I will feast at the table of the Lord. I will feast at the table of the Lord. I won't hunger anymore.
Amen. You are all invited to his table. And at this time, I'd invite you to sit down as we enter into the story of Holy Thursday.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches that they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest."
Branches down, for the King has come. Hosanna, our King, salvation you'll bring. Citizens to you as you take your rightful throne. Hosanna, our King, salvation you'll bring.
May your cloaks and branches down, for the King has come. Hosanna. Rabbi, healer, and friend, our broken nails.
Now the crowd that had followed after Jesus when he rose Lazarus from the tomb went around and spread the word. Many people, because they had heard of the signs that he had performed, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him."
Debating, maybe we've been waiting for a different kind of king, 'cause he tells a story of a different kind of glory, of the God who loves the least. Maybe there's hope for our future. This wretched Roman culture has us all wishing we were bound by tradition that keeps us all underneath. Time's up, this crowd is starting to wake up, growing day by day. Time's up, this crowd is starting to shake up. Power in Jesus' name. He claims he is the Messiah who preaches with God's fire. Perhaps he truly is our chosen king.
All this debating, why are we waiting for a Roman God to come? We've got all we need just to bring him to his knees, for saying he is the one. He thinks we've lost our way. He truly has to pay. While we're waiting, you're the waiting. No time for delay.
Time's up. This crowd is starting to wake up. It's growing day by day. Time's up. This crowd is starting to shake up. Power of Jesus' name. He claims he is the Messiah who's preaching with God's fire. There's no way that he's our chosen king.
Time's up.
Then Jesus told them, "You're going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk with the light while you have the light, before the darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of the light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid from them.
See you standing there, so holy, I was in the dark, so lonely, I am with you now, day and night, here I am, a child of the light. Now I see, not what they expected, but something much greater. Now I hear of God so calm like thunder. I was lost, now I believe, gave myself, now I'm free. Can't you see our true Savior?
much greater. Now I hear the voice of God so calm like thunder. I was lost, now believe, gave myself, now I'm free. Can't you see? Our Crusader, now I see. Now I'm expecting but something much greater. Now I hear the voice of God so calm like thunder. I was lost, now believe, gave myself, now I'm free. Can't you see? Our true Savior.
Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had said. So they prepared the Passover.
Just as we were to you, we gave to each of us a brand new name. You turn water to wine, heal the sick, the lame, the blind, care for those left behind, even the outcast get to shine. Even the outcasts get to shine. Let's prepare a place for us to feast. You've chosen us among the least. From fishermen and trade alike, you're teaching us to share the I broke the yoke and freed the slaves. As we share a meal this hour, we're reminded of Yahweh's power. We're reminded of Yahweh's power. Let's prepare a place for us to feast. You've chosen us among the least. From fishermen and trade alike, you're teaching us. The cup, the time is near. We're with you, we have no fear. We'll follow you wherever you go, serving others as we grow. So pass the cup, the time is near. We're with you, we have no fear. We'll follow you wherever you go, serving others as we grow. So pass the cup, the time is near. We're with you, we have no fear. We'll follow you wherever you go, serving others as we grow.
And then the apostles began to argue about which of them was the most important. But Jesus said to them, "The kings of the world rule over their people. Those who have authority over others are called very important." But it should not be like that. The greatest among you should be like the youngest. And the leader should be like the servant. Who is most important? The one who sits at the table or the one that serves him? You think that the one at the table is the most important, but I am a servant among you. You have been through many struggles with me. My Father gives me the power to rule. And so I also authorize you to rule with me. You will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. You will sit on thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
Jesus' hands and feet. So this was the moment. They'd been sitting at the table talking. Jesus knew what would happen next, but the disciples had no idea what was coming. And as they sat around that table, Jesus took bread. He took the bread and he gave thanks to God. And then he gave it to the disciples after he broke the bread. And he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Every time you eat it, remember me." And even though the disciples didn't know what that meant yet, they sat, they ate, and then after the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, and once again, he gave thanks to God, and then he gave it to the disciples, and he said, "Take and drink, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Each and every time you drink it, remember me." Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit, Almighty God, on all of us gathered here and on these gifts which you gave to us, these gifts of bread and of cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we all may be the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one. One with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes again and we feast at the heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. I'd invite those who are serving to come up now, and I'd share with you all that we will have stations across the front. The ushers will guide you. We'll have gluten-free in the center if that's helpful for you. And if you have a child with you who you're not ready to receive, I'd invite you to just place your hand on their head. We'll offer them the blessing of the church. And we receive by intinction. So as you come forward, we'll put a piece of bread in your hand, and then you can dip it in the cup, and then you can eat it. Let's come to the table just as the disciples did. Let's receive this gift of bread and of cup.
Spilled for you,
Bread is the body that was broken too. All these things that you do, do them in my name. Binding love between you and me, this living sacrifice. Do this in remembrance of me. Sacrament binds our heart for a life renewed. We each have our part sanctified. We will change. Seek His path in all your ways. Praise His name. Between you and me, this living sacrifice. Do this in remembrance of me. Seek His path in all your ways. Praise His name. Do this in remembrance of me. Wine is the blood that was spilled for you. Bread is the body that was broken too. All these things that you do, do them in my name. Binding love between you and me, it's living sacrifice. Do this in remembrance of me. Seek His path in all your ways. That was spilled for you. Bread is the body that was broken too. All these things that you do, do them in my name. Binding love between you and me, this living sacrifice. Do this in remembrance of me. Seek His path in all your ways. Praise His name. Do this in remembrance of me. spilled for you. Bread is the body that was broken too. All these things that do them in my name. Binding love between you and me is living sacrifice. Do this in remembrance of me. Seek its path in all your ways. Praise his name. Do this in remembrance of me. Seek his path in all your ways. Praise his name. Do this in remembrance of me. Seek his path in all your ways. Praise his name. Do this in remembrance of me.
You will all fall away, Jesus told them. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Peter declared, even if all fall away, I will not. Truly I tell you, Jesus answered, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times. But Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the others said the same.
Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priest and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. Thank you.
am I of this life I try to follow the one called Messiah. Speaks of love and peace as if that might be the key to the path of unity and redemption. I wanna believe, but I just can't see the way you see. This path you preach is not what we need. So I take his things in my own hands. I take his things in my own hands.
Place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once again, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them asleep because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him.
By my side, be with me while I cry. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and take him away under guard. Rabbi. How did this happen? In just 5 days, here in this garden, where he came to pray. It started so hopeful. He drew big crowds. Now he's arrested. What do we do now? He seemed to accept this. He said it would come. But we're the ones he'll leave all alone. We've wasted our lives for 3 long years. We have no hope. We only have fear. He called us to follow, leaving families and jobs. He was our teacher, a prophet of God. We thought he'd be king with us at his side. The Romans now have him, and we need to hide.